And so we're going to talk about fundraising trends, ventures, and traps for the unwary, but what we're really going to talk about is high-level elements of the regulatory regimes that might be applicable to it and ways that I've seen trends interact with that and things you might be thinking about and seeing out in the field. So let's start at the very basics, right, just so we get our standards on the same page. When we talk about charitable solicitation, we talk about state regulatory regimes, and about 40 states have regulatory regimes related to state charitable solicitation acts, and most of them focus on, you know, definitional items. And as we look at some of the fundraising trends, we're going to see how some of these definitional items are adjusting over time or maybe used, applied in different ways. But you can look at some of the definitions that the statutes typically use. You know, charitable, the charitable purpose or charitable organization, solicitation, and that can particularly be a very broad definition of what solicitation might be. Membership. You also have fundraising counsel, those that may prepare the materials but not actually do the solicitation, and that's for compensation. Professional fundraiser or solicitor, those that actually do the solicitation or take possession of the funds in connection with a fundraising solicitation. And commercial co-ventures. And we'll talk much more about commercial co-ventures during the course of the slides. But part of this is to understand where these definitions come from and then correspondingly how those organizations that interact with those definitions are then regulated. So you've got charities, fundraisers, solicitors, and sales promotions that have various regulations throughout the states. And each state has a different definition. There is some consistency among the states. And in the materials, you'll see some of the definitional items and how some of them vary.